additional Chinese spy balloons that flew over the United States. Washington Post is reporting U.S. intelligence agencies knew of at least three other balloons, including one that was carrying surveillance equipment around the world from December 2021 through May of 2020. Republican lawmakers in her speech at the National Action Network's annual convention.
Extremists across our country attack the freedom to vote. They ban books to attempt to erase America's full history. They attack the ability of people to love openly.
Harris said the attacks on fundamental freedoms are alarming and urged people not to fall for their claims that they're trying to protect our freedoms. Former President Trump has filed his personal financial disclosure, which gives a snapshot of his earnings since leaving the White House. Shows he's made more than $5 million from speaking engagements, and it values his business holdings at over $1 billion. The family of the American Wall Street Journal reporter who's been detained in Russia said he had a strong belief he needed to be in that country.
Gershkovich's mother and father talked to his employer, the Wall Street Journal.
I know that he felt like it was his duty to report to, you know, and he loved Russian people, you know.
He still does, yes.
Earlier this week, President Joe Biden declared that Gershkovich had been wrongly detained and called the arrest totally illegal. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love...
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This tax season, ask your employer about after-tax IRA contributions.
After-tax 401k contributions allow you to go beyond annual contribution limits using money that's already been taxed. Perlson Wiener CPA John Lieberman says they grow tax-deferred in your 401k, just like pre-tax contributions.
It's usually a good thing to contribute after-tax dollars into this tax-free account, so that when you retire, you will be able to take that money out tax-free.
Retirement savers get a boost in 2023 with a total 401k contribution limit, including employer match and after-tax contributions of $66,000, with a pre-tax limit of $22,500. That's up from $61,000 with a pre-tax limit of $20,500. And there's still time to act.
You can contribute to your IRA, but you have to do it by April 15th or the tax filing deadline of that particular year.
I'm Aldis Stockton Rossini.
You might not be able to make any more viral dance videos in Montana. It's becoming the first state to put an outright ban on the social media app TikTok. The bill would make it illegal for app stores to allow the option to download TikTok, and it goes a step further and prohibits TikTok from even operating in Montana. However, if you already have the app on your phone, the law does not stop you from using it. Montana's governor is expected to sign the bill into law. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Now you're calling me for attention.
Welcome to Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM, where we can be open and honest about real-life issues such as disability, mental health, and everyday life. Now, let's have a real conversation with WGSO host Ron Richardson.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson. Welcome back to another great episode of Conversations with Ron Richardson. And as always, I want to thank you guys for supporting me each and every week. It's been great, and today will be no different. So I would like to bring in and introduce one of my favorite people and one of my longtime friends who has been on Facebook with me and following me for a certain amount of years, Miss Shonda Amy of Restore to Fitness. Shonda, how are you?
I'm great, great. Hi, Ron. How are you doing? How are you doing? First off, I want to say thank you so much. I'm so honored to be sitting with you once again. Mm-hmm. We always have great conversations. So thank you so much for inviting me back.
Yes, man. And I really appreciate you for joining me. And I just want to get your background story. I know your story, but I want to tell my listeners, and I want you to tell my listeners, your struggles with drugs and alcohol. So why don't you expound and give us a little opening on who you are and how did you get started on your recovery journey?
Oh, wow. I am Shonda Amy. I'm the founder, CEO of Restorative Fitness, helping women and men change their lives 1 pound at a time. Ron, this is all new to me. And for many, many years, I was out there and I was on drugs and alcohol. And I wasn't on just one particular drug, Ron. I used it all. And it took me farther than I wanted to go and kept me longer than I wanted to stay. Mm. And so one day I woke up. I can say I was on drugs and alcohol and the lifestyle for over 20-something years. Man, I'm talking about just a pure life of hell. I felt like, you know, I was doomed. I didn't know help was possible. Mm-hmm. I thought, how could something so impossible be possible? And one day I woke up, Ron, and I said, I can't live like this anymore. I was homeless. Right. I was homeless. I was penniless. I had reached my bottom. You know, sometimes we say some bottoms have trap doors. And I was done. I woke up one day and I said I wanted to go to get some help. And I didn't know how to do that. Right. So I remember calling a 1-800 number. And so they asked me, they said, can you come in now? We have a bed. And let me tell you, I had to choose between going and getting some help or using the rest of the dope that I had left.
Okay.
And
so I want to take us back. Okay, you know, you're obviously educated. You know, you went to high school, you went to college for some years, correct? So
absolutely.
What was the beginning stages and why did you choose to go this route?
Oh, wow. Well, at the age of 8, I was molested by a neighbor. The age of 11, I was raped. My mom was in a very abusive relationship with my father. My mom woke up one morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and she left her children. And she was gone for 3 years. And once she left, the damage was done, Ron. That's a time where you need your mom the most. And people knew in that area that we didn't have parental guidance. We were basically raising ourselves. My father was in his active addiction also. So I had to realize what was the motivator for me living the life that I lived. And so I wanted to do anything to numb what I had gone through and what I felt. And so I ran into some people and they had this particular drug and I wanted to try it. And all the pain that I was feeling as a little girl, as a young girl from the molestation and from the rape, it numbed it for just a moment. And I said, oh my gosh, it numbed that pain for just a moment. And not to mention that I was a teenage mother of two. It was just everything that could happen to a kid happened to me. And so as I began to realize that I had to take care of myself, I would gravitate to people that were much older than I, people that, you know, who had no purpose in life. And so those were my role models. And so when I grew up, I was into prostitution, drugs, alcohol, everything that went with that lifestyle. And so as I continued to live, you know, I continued to live that life. And yeah, and that's where it all started when I was a kid and mom left. And the things that had happened to me happened to me.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I mainly focus on disability and mental health. And, you know, this show is no different. But a lot of people may or may not realize that, you know, drug addiction is really a form of a disability in a mental situation for a lot of people. Yeah.
Absolutely. It all goes together because something happened that really caused me to be off mentally. And it started at the age of 8, you know, after that happened to me, the molestation. I really didn't care after that. And to put a rape on top of that at the age of 11, I really didn't care what happened to me. Wow. You know, I really didn't. And I had to live an adult life as a child.
Right.
I had to fend for myself. Now, I realize today that my mother didn't leave me from rejection. She left me for protection. She was in a very abusive relationship, marriage, with my father. So I know that because I carried that resentment around.
Right.
And I carried that resentment around for years. I was so angry with her. How could you leave me? If you had not left, these things would not have happened. And so I realized that that's not the case. And so when she did come back, I thought it was too late. Like, why are you coming back now? If you had not left, these things wouldn't have happened to me.
Now, yeah. Ironically, even though you went through the molestation, you were dealing with the things with your dad, you were still close to your dad. I remember in a previous interview that we did, you were very close with your dad, and you labeled it as being a daddy's girl, correct?
I was a daddy's girl. I didn't see my father didn't do no wrong in my eyes because he was the only man that, even in his addiction, he was the only man that ever showed me any type of love.
Right.
I'm talking about, I was his only girl, and he loved me. I have three brothers. I have a sister, and my father would take me everywhere he would go. And I remember my grandmother saying, you know, you always taking that girl with you. You need to take these boys, you know. And yeah. So my father was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And so we would go from house to house. I remember from house to house, house to house. I didn't have enough nerve and courage because I did not want my father to stop loving me to tell my father what had happened to me as a kid.
All right, Shonda, you know what? I'm going to put you on pause right quick, and I want you to hold that thought, and we're going to finish this story, but we got to go to our first break. All right, we got to pay some bills.
Sounds great. Let's do it.
Yeah, this is WGSO 990 AM, and I got my girl, Miss Shonda Amy, in the building with me here, man. And she's going to continue this story on WGSO.com and WGSO 990 AM. And we'll be right back after this, guys. Stay tuned. And the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Cause now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new,
I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday. Friday, starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
Hey, it's Christian. I want to tell you about my fellow American First Patriots at DTS Appliance Direct. When it comes to appliances, buy where the builders buy at DTS Appliance Direct. Call my friends.
504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. Go see their loaded showroom, 3240 Paris Road in Chalmette, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Use promo code KG for free delivery.
All right. Conversations with Ron Richardson is back. We threw in some meters. Fire on the Bayou right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. We can also download the Mixlr app if you're on the go and you want to tune into Conversations with Ron Richardson. And we are back with my longtime friend, Miss Shonda Amy. Shonda, you still hanging with me?
I'm here. I'm enjoying that.
All right. So before we went to break, you were talking about the relationship that you had with your father, even though he did some not so nice things to you, despite that, you still remained a daddy's girl. So why don't you continue that discussion with us?
Oh, well, yes, I still remain. I didn't see my father could do no wrong. And as I was saying, everywhere we had gone, it was like, we would be there for a couple of days and they would put us out, and that went on and on and on. And then he would go back to my mom and abuse her. And I would have in my head, because I was just so angry, not knowing that was the problem with me being so angry and mad at my offender, that I didn't see anything wrong with it, Ron. I just thought, well, mommy was bad. she did this, she did that. And I didn't know. I was a kid. I did not know, because, like I said, anything that my father would do, it had to be okay. Right. And so he would just take me everywhere, and I would see things as a kid that no child should see. Mm-hmm. And like I said, my father was also in his addiction. My dad died from sclerosis of the liver, and he was very much an addict. And
that was going to be my next question. You know, as a mm-hmm. child, you kind of internalized it, normalized it. It was, you looked at it as a normal way of life for you, right?
Absolutely. I normalized dysfunction. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was normal. Everything that was abnormal was normal to me in my eyes, mm-hmm. you know. And I grew up thinking that way. Like, I couldn't believe people thought what I was doing was so bad. No, this is what we do. This is what I thought everybody did, and wow. that wasn't the case, you know. Everyone did the opposite. And so I okayed it. And I think that's one of the reasons I stayed in my addiction so long, because I did not see anything wrong with what I was doing.
Now, I'm looking at some statistics here, and you see, like, 277 million people have used drugs and misused prescription drugs. So that is mm-hmm. that is amazing. You know, and you would never think that many people have a drug addiction or mental illness, you know, that would lead them into using prescription drugs or street drugs or whatever the case may be, you know. And it's just, it's mind-blowing. Like, I was doing a lot of research, and it's just mind-blowing how many people just, you know, turn to illicit drugs and prescription drugs and things of that nature.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry, Ron.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that you know that I've been in recovery now going on, well, I don't know if you know it, I'm going on 12 years clean
right.
and sober. And so a lot of people that use prescription drugs, they're normalized it because their name is on it.
Right.
And so they don't realize that they surpass how to take it as prescribed. And so that's where a lot of them start. And so once they cannot find, or the doctors will no longer give them the prescription drugs, then they'll hit to the streets for them, because they're out there. And so because they got to have them.
Right.
And so once they can't get them from the doctor anymore, and so what they do, they go to the streets, and that's where they are.
So easy to get.
I mean, all they have to do is go to anywhere in the world and look for Martin Luther King. I'm just saying, you find Martin Luther King Boulevard and it's on. And sad to say, but that's the truth. And so a lot of people know that. But very few people refuse to get help because they don't realize they have a problem.
Right. And that's the thing. They normalize, and it's just like, you know, this is what
Absolutely.
I do to just get by and you mm-hmm. know, relieve the pain, and it helps, and, you know, so on and so forth. And it just turns into a downward spiral, man. And
absolutely. And you said the key word.
Downward spiral, you know. And mm-hmm. I've had friends, you know, relatives in my own family who have had, you know, drug issues and things of that nature, and they never got the help, you know, or they got the help when they were able to get the help, it was too late. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We say jails, institutions of death. Those are the only three outcomes. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of a successful drug dealer or a successful user. There's just, I don't care how much money you have, you cannot beat the disease of addiction. You cannot beat the mental illness. You cannot beat it until you go and get the help that you need. But there are some people that cold turkey, some people stop, and I must say that some people stop and never pick up again, you
right.
know. And then there are some people that take the religious way out. And then there are some people that just kill themselves because they cannot stop. It's just too much. And you have to become sick and tired. You can't just be tired. Tired isn't enough.
You have to be
sick. It's not enough.
Right.
You have to be sick and tired. And then something may change. Yes.
So,
I was sick of me, Ron.
Were you one of these drug users that, you know, were in and out of rehab? Like, how did it work for you?
Well, I wasn't a functioning addict. I was not a functioning addict. There are some that are functioning addicts can go straight to work, can perform normal tasks on a daily basis. That wasn't me. Once I went in hard, right?
Right.
And so I needed outside help. I have a therapist twice a week. I have I went to treatment and I stayed there 28 days. And I still didn't know what to do once I got out. And so I started going to a program, which is called Narcotics Anonymous, on a daily basis. I still go often, even with going on 12 years clean, because I used longer than I got. I mean, I used longer than I've been clean. So there is no cure for it, but it can be arrested. Like if I do some necessary steps, it can be arrested, but let me tell you something. It will make bond if I continue to go around those people, places, and things. I cannot. There's one thing I had to change about my life, finding this new way to live, and that was everything.
All right, so you know we got another. The news break is coming up. That bottom of the hour news break. So just hang tight with me. We're gonna continue, and we're gonna get as much of this story out on the air as possible. Once again, guys, I got Shonda Amy in the building here with me on WGSO 990 AM. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson. And you know what? We'll be right back. And I'm going to shoot out that call-in number so you guys can call in and possibly ask Shonda some questions. Is that okay with you?
That sounds great. Let's do it. I'm excited.
All right. And we'll be right back after this. Stay tuned. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson.
Funky Uncle Live is pleased to continue its charitable work for musicians and gig workers with an 8-night jam for the homeless during Jazz Fest beginning April 27th at Zony Mash, located at 3940 Thalia Street. April 28th and 29th will feature Experiencing the Meters. Experiencing the Meters is New Orleans' quintessential funk band, the creators of funk, led by founding member and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli, along with David and Russell Batiste, Donald Ramsey, and Bill Dickens. Rounding off the series starting on April 27th will be the New Orleans Suspects, Bonerama, Tribal Gold featuring Big Chief Juan Pardo, members of the Golden Comanche and the New Orleans Suspects, Stealin' Peaches, Panic Stricken, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Proceeds from all shows will support the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Greenlight and Positive Legacy. For more information and to get your tickets, go to funkyuncle.live.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM every Saturday morning for another great season of In the Paint, where we talk in-depth about the New Orleans Pelicans and some college basketball, including the LSU Fighting Tigers, Tulane Green Wave, and the University of New Orleans Privateers.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick. I'm excited about my new show on WGSO 990 AM, Monday through Friday, noon to 2 p.m., there are a lot of things going on in this country and in this city that are concerning. I'm your voice. You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary Jack Monasay has resigned abruptly after it came to light he is implicated in a federal kickbacks investigation. Court documents show Monasay's signature is on a contract tied to a kickback scheme that has resulted in a conviction for a Youngsville man. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat says it's yet another tale of public corruption.
In Louisiana, the FBI is very active. They've arrested and put in jail a lot of politicians, elected officials, but it continues.
Montese served in the legislature before being appointed as LDWF secretary by Governor Edwards. A stormy day is expected across Louisiana this afternoon and into tonight. LRN meteorologist John Weatherby says the greatest risk for severe weather is north of I-20.
These storms will not just impact northern Louisiana. They'll have an impact across the entire state with some damaging winds and locally heavy rainfall.
But Sunday looks like a very nice day. Louisiana Radio Network.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs a life-saving blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds, there's an urgent need for blood donation. Every second matters. In an emergency, doctors may face impossible choices. Who gets blood and who must wait? Will you roll up a sleeve and give? Because of you, life doesn't stop. Donate blood. Make your appointment today at vitalant.org.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated. But all of them are at risk. 1 in 3 Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes. And every day, more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick. I'm excited about my new show on WGSO 990 AM, Monday through Friday, noon to 2 p.m. There are a lot of things going on in this country and in this city that are concerning. I'm your voice. You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform, noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's see.
Conversations with Ron Richardson here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to listen to us on the go, you can download the Mixler app. Just search for it on your mobile device. And also, if you want to find out more information about Conversations with Ron Richardson, you can hit me up on Facebook. Just search for Ron Richardson on Facebook or Ron Rich. And you can also find me on Instagram. Just search for Ronald_Richardson_Jr. on Instagram. And we have my girl, Miss Shonda Amy, here with us.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? So, before we get into this, why don't you tell people where they can contact you?
Oh, wow. My social media is on Facebook. I go by the name of Shonda, S-H-O-N-D-A, Amy, A-M-I-E. I am on Instagram also as Restored, the number 2, fitness.training. I'm on TikTok, CEO, boss, on TikTok, Shonda Amy 1. And those are just a few of my platforms that I am on, right. My social media platforms. Yes, yes.
Okay, okay. Doing the damn thing, huh?
Yeah, I am. I must admit.
All right, man. So,
I must
admit. You know, you were saying before we went to break, you know, you have to be literally sick and tired. You can't be just tired, you know, to end this. You have to literally be sick and tired. So, you know, you were doing drugs for 20 years or more. You know, you were out there and, you know, ironically, you've always stayed fit, you know, knowing what I know about you and knowing the information that you passed along in previous interviews, you've always stayed fit. So how did that, you know, drug use and being active, how did that, I guess, come into play as well?
Well, Ron, when I was a kid, I would play any sport to keep from going home. And so that's where it all started. I used to be very active. I played volleyball. I played basketball. I ran track. I love those things. And so I wasn't the drill team girl or the cheerleader.
Right.
I was the one outside playing football with the little boys, right? And so that was, yeah, I was outside tackling and throwing and calling plays. And I'm talking about at a very young age. And so that there stuck with me. For a long time. And so, but when I was out there in my addiction, I lost the ability to do anything physically fit because it was always about me getting one more.
Right.
And so that was not, you know, I had my friends laughing. I said, I was exercising when I was out there using, but it was a lot of walking, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so I didn't even know I was working out when I was working out. So there was a lot of walking. And but once I got clean, I've been in business 10 years now. And so once I got clean, I wanted to help go to different places and educate women in rehab, rape crisis, shelters, anywhere that they will let me go and speak about health and wellness. And I really didn't know anything about it. I just knew that I loved it. I would go to the underprivileged where there weren't people going in there talking about health and wellness, because I felt like those were the ones that needed it, because we did a lot of damage to our bodies.
Right.
We did a lot of damage to our bodies when we were out there. And I would go there and I would go just to see their smiles when I would walk in. And I started out with Zumba, teaching Zumba. And so I remember one of the workers at one of the facilities, and she told me, she said, Miss Amy, they don't smile until you walk in the door.
Right.
And so that just made me want to go back more, because I was one of them. And they felt that, you know, the heart reaches the heart. I was one of you guys. I'm not coming in here like with all these degrees and whatnot. What you guys have gone or going through now, I went through the same thing, but I also wanted to show them that if I could do it, you could do it.
Right. You have to be able to meet people where they are.
Yes.
Otherwise, you know, the response that you may get from them may not be so welcoming and, you know, so forthcoming. And one thing that I noticed about you, you've always been like very, very welcoming. You've always been forthcoming and honest with your story. You know,
yes,
you always tell me whatever we talk about in interviews, nothing is off limits. And, you know, I just want to say thank you for that before
you're
we,
welcome.
You know, go on any further. But, you know, sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, at what point did you look at yourself and say, you know what, it's time for a change? Let's backtrack a little bit.
I've gone through something, you know, living in a world that everything was about self, you know, I'd gone through some things out there. I'm talking about, I ran into some people and I've had guns pulled on the side of just pulled out on me. I jumped in the wrong cars. You know, I'm talking about just that night. And I woke up one day and I said, man, I don't want to live this way. My mom used to say, well, you know, don't come back over my house. Why can't you stop this? You know, you're killing me. Why can't you stop? And I thought that I was really, I really did think that I was mentally ill. I mean, I knew I was to some extent, but I really thought that I had lost my mind and there was no help available. I thought that there was no way that I could stop because there were so many days that I wanted to stop and couldn't. Majority of my days, I was wanting to stop and couldn't. And I remember walking to the dope house one day and I was crying because I didn't want to go, but I couldn't turn around.
Right.
I couldn't stop crying. I didn't want to go do it, but I couldn't stop.
And that's the thing. That's the thing about addiction. You know, once it gets hold of you, you know, it gets hold of you. And a lot of people, you know, say, you know, why don't you just stop? Why don't you, you know, go to church or whatever the case may be? Why don't you just pray about it? And it's really not that easy, you know, because it's an addiction. So, you know, you have to take control and, you know, you have to just stop. And even when you want to stop, like you said, you know, you were still going to the dope house and you were crying. And, you know, so what goes through a person's mind? You know, I want to ask you, and you can expound on that as well as what you were talking about when they're in that moment.
Oh, wow. What went through my mind
is
I really wanted to blow my brains out. And I was too much of a coward to do that. And so what was going through my mind is, this is it. I'm not going to do this no more. I'm done. I'm throwing away all my paraphernalia. I am done. I am done. I promise you, Lord, if you help me with this, you know, I won't do this again. And only to realize that a couple hours later, I was doing the same thing. There was like the obsession and the compulsion. I could not stop. And I thought, why couldn't I stop? A lot of times, some people and such as myself, when we're in that state of the mind and it has such a grip on me, it had such a grip on me, even if I wanted to stop, I couldn't. I was so far gone until one thing, I didn't know how to stop. I didn't know how to, and if I did stop running, I'll stop for a couple of days, but I couldn't stop starting.
Right. So you would stop for a couple of days and, you know, you would get a craving and go back. Am I correct?
Oh, intense. Yes. Mm-hmm. I would start feeling better. A couple of days, you know, I'm up, I've had a meal or so, a meal or two. And right after that, my brain went to, we've got to go get this by any means necessary. And so there I am, off and running. I'm back at it. And it just went on and on and on. And the cravings got shorter and shorter. And so when I found that I can go a couple of days, I couldn't, at the end of the road, I couldn't go a couple of minutes after a while. I had to have it. I had to have it. And it wasn't about even getting high anymore. It was right. Just survival. I had to have it to keep from getting sick.
As we say, you know, in the neighborhood, you know, gots to have it. When you gots to have it, it's something serious. Right. So you know what?
Yeah.
We're going to go to break again. And we're going to keep this thing going, man. And this is Conversations with Ryan Richardson with my girl, Miss Shonda Amy. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So the world feed it beans. It's gassed up. If things are stopping me, I'm gonna be what I said.
WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. This is Conversations with Ron Rich, and we are not afraid to talk about real issues and real everyday problems that everyday extraordinary people face, man. And like I said, this show is like no other. We have my girl Miss Shonda Amy in the building still with us, and she's talking about her struggles and overcoming drug and substance abuse and addiction. Shonda, you still hanging with me?
I'm here.
All right, man. So we're in the last segment of the show, and you know, we talked about you being sick and tired and talked about, you know, the long journey of you trying to, or not trying to overcoming, let's say that again, overcoming, you know, substance abuse and drug addiction. So, you know, you talked about the moment that you were sick and tired of being sick and tired. And, you know, we also talked about, you know, addiction is something that once it gets hold of you, you know, you can't stop. It's more than just a person telling you, you know, you need to stop all this, you know, you know, and like I said, as we say in the neighborhood, you know, it's not a thing of you having to have it, like you got to have it, you know. Yeah, and you know, not a lot of people understand that. So, you know, one thing I want to touch on is the relationship with family. Over time, how did that hinder you and help you?
Wow. when I was out there using Runder, I didn't acknowledge my family. You know, I didn't go around them. I didn't see my children. I mean, the streets had became my family. And so those that loved me, I pushed them away. And those who tried to kill me, I was loyal to them.
Right.
And so that's what happened there. And so, but once I began to transform, my family began to transform.
Right.
And so I harmed a lot of people. I harmed a lot of people, especially my children. I have two children. I have a daughter and I have a son. And they are still reaping the repercussions of my actions. And so, but like I say all the time, Ron, I had to find out. Something, a lot of people that's on drugs and alcohol run, something happened in their lives.
Right.
Something may not been like my story. Something happened in their lives that led them to the dope. You know, it wasn't, it's just like me walking up to somebody saying, well, I think I want a heart attack today. No, that's not how it goes.
Right.
Like something led them to the drugs. And I had to find out, what was the motivator that led me to the drug? And if I can't reveal it, I couldn't heal it. I couldn't deal with it. You know, we say all the time, we face, trace, and erase. And so I had suppressed those things that had happened to me and put other things on top of it, deep-rooted issues. Like I thought the only way out would be to either die or to continue to get high. Those were my only two options at that time. And so until I did some work and I realized that there is some work that needs to take place in order for me to put it down and keep it down.
Can you say that again?
There was some work I needed to do on myself in order for me to put the dope down and the alcohol down and keep it down. Like, because every time I would think about the things that had happened to me in my childhood, I would want to run to the dope because I didn't want to feel that type of pain. I didn't want to have those thoughts. So I wanted to numb it at any chance I could get. You know, I wanted to numb those things. And so I couldn't do it until I revealed what they were.
Right. And, you know, you have to have that look in the mirror. And like, you know, we were talking about earlier, you know, sick and tired of being sick and tired. So we want to briefly touch on, because I'm almost out of time, but I want to briefly touch on, you know, your transition and, you know, you getting clean and you starting the awesome company Restore to Fitness. So why don't you touch on that for a minute?
I love talking about that.
Yeah.
Ron, I started my business. I am the founder CEO of Restore to Fitness, and I started in my gym. I was working out of my gym for so long. I have 8 certifications pertaining to health and wellness. I have an online store that it's doing really, really well pertaining to health and wellness. They can get all their products there, and the link is www.restorethenumber2fitness.training. And so I'm doing a lot of things, Ron. I'm speaking everywhere. I have a tour date. I'm in Jamaica. I am in Dominican Republic. I just finished Bullock, Texas. I'm here with you today. I'm doing a music video tonight.
Wow.
An upcoming and rising star. His name is W.K. William Kelly. We're shooting his video tonight at a 5-star hotel. I mean, my life is just, I couldn't even fathom my life would be the way it is today. It's just everything. All I wanted was the pain to stop. I didn't know all these gifts and rewards would be there for me once it stopped.
Right.
Like, I didn't even know, I didn't have a purpose at all at first, but now my life is in full bloom. I'm blessed, booked, and busy.
Yes, ma'am.
And yes, and I go to treatment facilities. I still go to those places to educate people and pass it down. See, I had to break those generational curses.
Right.
Those were generational curses, and so I found my niche. And anything that I can do to help anybody,
right.
I am there to help them. And a lot of people don't know my story like you and I just talked about. They just know this part of the journey.
Right.
And so it sometimes breaks my heart because I'm still Shonda, but not the old Shonda.
Right, right.
And so some people are still where I left them at, either at the dope house or either in life, just living life the way they live in, and I'm continuously healing and growing and my and putting God first in my life changed. It changed. I couldn't even believe it. And I tell them all the time, I had nothing to do with me. This is not my doing. God did all of this.
This is God's work.
I don't get
right.
This is God's work. I mean, I'm telling you, what he'll bring you back from, man, it's just unbelievable. And I had to call out to him. You know, because everybody had left Ron. Everybody. I lost everything. But most of all, I lost me.
And that's the most important thing. You know, you got to get you back to get back things back on track. So anything you want to say to anybody who's dealing with any type of addiction or any type of struggle before we get out of here?
Yeah, I want to say give yourself a break. You know, you're not the first. You won't be the last. But help is possible. But what I want to say is that if you want it, you have to want it. You can't want it for the mother. You can't want it for the children. You can't want it to get the husband to act right or come back to you. And all those things, you can't want it for that. You have to want it for yourself. And the first thing that I had to do, I had to forgive myself. You know, if people had done me the way I done me, Ron, I probably would have killed him, you know? And so I had to forgive myself, but help is available. Help is possible. You know, reach out.
All right. We gotta wrap it up, but I just want to tell you, thank you for everything.
Thank you, Ron,
for all the support, and we'll be in touch. Okay. All the best to you.
Thank you so much, Ron. I had a great time. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you soon. This is WGSO with Conversations with Ron Richardson. See you guys next week.
Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org. Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a